tests of the palace's devising. There are rules to them. The final test to be named a Sister of the Light is being charged with a new one. In this, the final test, there are not always rules. New ones can be difficult to control, but that does not mean they are bad. Difficult? Of course. They come here, plucked from the only life they knew, and are thrust into a new place with new demands they don't understand. They can be rebellious, difficult to control. It is because they are afraid. We must have patience.
Afraid? Of the sisters? And the palace?
Weren't you afraid when you first came here? Just a little?
Well, maybe just a little. But it was my dream to come. I wanted it more than anything.
For the new ones, it is not always their dream. They are confused about their power. With you, it grew as you grew. You were accustomed to it. It was part of you. With them, it is sometimes sudden, unexpected, not what they planned or wanted. The Radahan can ignite the power, and it is new to them. It can be frightening. That fear makes them fight it sometimes, fight us. Your job, the responsibility of a novice of the third rank, is to control them for their own good until they can be taught by the sisters. In all your other lessons, there have been rules. In this, there sometimes are no rules. The new ones don't know of our rules yet. They can be difficult to control if you follow only the rules you know. Sometimes the collar is not enough. You must use whatever the Creator has given you. You must be able to do whatever it takes to control the will of these untrained wizards. That is the true and final test to be a sister. Novices have failed in this final test and been put out of the palace. Pasha's eyes were wide.
I have never heard such things.
She shrugged. Then I have been of aid to you. I am pleased the Creator has chosen me to help. Perhaps others have not wanted so strongly for you to succeed and have held back. Perhaps you would do well to bring to me your questions about any new one you are assigned.
Oh, yes. Thank you for your help, sister. I must admit it worries me to learn that new ones can be difficult. I guess I always imagined they would be eager to learn, and that it would be a joy to show them and to help teach them.
They are all different. Some are as easy as a babe in a crib. Let us hope you are given one like that. Some will test your wits. Why, I have even seen old records that tell of ones that have triggered the gift before we could get to them, before we could get a Radahan on them and help them.
No, that must be frightening for them, to have the power awakened without guidance from us.
Indeed, and fear can make them troublesome, as I have said. I have even seen an old report of one who refused the collar on the first offer. Pasha's fingers covered her mouth as she gasped. She took them away.
But that means one of the sisters...
She nodded solemnly. It is a price we are all prepared to pay. We bear a heavy responsibility.
But why wouldn't the parents make him accept the offer?
She leaned closer, lowering her voice. In the report I saw, the one with the gift was grown, a man. Pasha stared in wide-eyed disbelief.
A man? She whispered. If a boy can be difficult to control, what of a grown man?
She gave the novice an even look. We are here to serve in the Creator's work. You can never tell what the Creator has in his plan, why you are given what you have. A novice in charge of a new one must use whatever the Creator has given her. The collar is not always enough. You can never tell what you might need to do. The rules don't always work. Do you still want to be a Sister of the Light, even knowing you may be given a new one who could be more difficult than any other novice has ever been given?
Oh, yes, yes, sister. If the new one is difficult, I know it is a test from the Creator himself to see if I am truly worthy. I will not fail. I will do whatever must be done. I will use everything I have learned, everything the Creator has given me. I will be on guard that he may be from a strange land, or have strange customs, and be afraid, or troublesome, or difficult, and that I may have to make my own rules to succeed.
She hesitated.
And if you are so kind as to mean what you said about helping me, then I know I will have your wisdom backing me, and I will not fail.
She nodded with a smile. I have given my word. It holds, no matter the difficulty. She frowned in thought. Perhaps it could be that you are graced with your looks so a new one might see the beauty of the Creator through you, through his work. Perhaps this is how you are to show a new one the way.
It would be an honor, in any way, to show a new one the light of the Creator's hand.
You are right in that, my dear. She straightened, clasping her hands. Now, I want you to go to the mistress of the novices and tell her that you have too much free time and that starting tomorrow you need to be assigned some chores. Tell her you have been spending too much of your time looking out windows. Pasha bowed her head and curtsied again.
Yes, sister,
she said meekly. She smiled when the novice looked up. I too have heard that three of the sisters are searching for one with the gift. I think it will be a while before they return with him, if at all. But when they return, and if they bring him, I will remind the prelate that you are next in line and are ready for the task.
Oh, thank you, sister. Thank you.
You are a fine young woman, Pasha. The Creator has truly shown the beauty of his work in you.
Thank you, sister,
she said without blushing. Thank the Creator.
I will, sister. Sister, before the new one is brought in, could you teach me more about what the Creator has intended for me? Help me to understand?
If you wish.
Oh, I do. I really do.
She patted Pasha's cheek.
Of course, my dear. Of course.
She stood up straight. Now, off to the mistress of the novices with you. I won't have soon to be sisters with nothing better to do than stare out windows.
Yes, sister.
Pasha curtsied with a smile and rushed off down the hall. She stopped and turned.
Sister, I'm afraid I don't know your name.
Go? Pasha flinched.
Yes, sister.
She watched the swell of Pasha's hips sway as she walked quickly off down the hall, kicking the rolled edges of carpets back down as she went. The girl had exquisite ankles. Grown into a man. She collected her thoughts and started off again, down the halls and the stairs. As she descended, the wooden stairs changed to stone. The heat lessened, although not the stuffiness or the smell of the tide flats. The warm glow of lamps was replaced by the flickering shadows of widely spaced torches. The cowering palace staff diminished in number until she saw no one. She continued down to the lowest floors, below dusty storerooms, down below the servants' quarters and workshops. The torches became more widely spaced until there were no more. She ignited a ball of flame in her palm and held it up to see by as she continued on. When she reached the proper door, she sent the flame into a cold torch set in a bracket next to the doorway. The stone-walled room was small, an abandoned cellar of some sort, empty except for moldy straw on the floor, a lit torch, and the two wizards. The smell was unpleasant, burning pitch and damp mold. At her entrance, the two stood, swaying slightly. Both wore the plain robes befitting their high rank. Each had a stupid half-grin on his face. They weren't cocky, she realized. They had been drinking, probably celebrating their last night in the Palace of the Prophets. Their last night with the Sisters of the Light, their last night wearing the Radahan. The two men had been friends since they had been brought to the palace as boys, almost at the same time. Sam Weber was a plain man of average height, with curly, light brown hair and a clean-shaven jaw that seemed too big for the rest of his soft face. Neville Ranson was slightly taller, with straight, black hair cut short and smoothed neatly down. He wore a short, well-kept beard that was just beginning to show flecks of gray. His eyes were almost as dark as his hair. His features seemed all the more sharply formed, standing next to his soft friend. She had always thought he had grown into a handsome man. She had known him since he had come to the palace as a small boy. She had been a novice then, and he had been the one assigned to her, put in her care, her final test before becoming a Sister of the Light. That had been a long time ago. Wizard Ranson swept his arm across his middle and gave a dramatic, although wobbly, bow. He came back up with a widening grin. His grin always made his face look boyish, despite his years and the beginnings of gray.
A good evening to you, sister.
Hard as she could, she backhanded him across the face with her rod. She could feel his cheekbone break. He fell back to the floor with a cry. I have told you before, she hissed through gritted teeth, never to use my name when we are alone. Being drunk does not excuse the order.
Wizard Weber stood stone still, his eyes wide, his face white, his grin gone. Ranson rolled over on the ground with his hands to his face, leaving blood on the straw. The color came back to Weber's face in a red rush.
How dare you do this? We have passed all the tests. We are wizards.
She sent a cord of power into the Rada Han. The impact threw him back against the wall where the collar stuck to the stone like a nail to a magnet.
Pass the tests, she screamed. Pass the tests. You have not passed my tests.
She twisted on the pain until Weber was choking in agony.
Is this how you address a sister? Is this the way you show respect?
She snipped off the cord, and he fell to the floor, grunting when he hit. He pushed himself up on his knees with an effort.
Forgive me, sister,
he said in a pained, hoarse voice.
I beg you, forgive our disrespect.
His eyes rose cautiously to meet her glare.
It was only the drink speaking. Forgive us, please.
With her fists on her hips, she stood watching him. She pointed with the rod at the one rolling and moaning on the floor. Heal him. I don't have time for this nonsense. I have come to give you both your test, not to watch him whine and complain about a little slap. Weber bent to his friend, rolling him gently over on his back.
Neville, it's all right. I'll help you. Lie still.
He took the man's shaking hands away and replaced them with his own. He began talking and healing. She waited impatiently with her arms folded. It didn't take long. Weber was talented at healing. Weber helped his friend sit up and, with a handful of straw, wiped the blood from the healed wound. Ranson pushed himself to his feet. His eyes flashed anger, but he kept any speck of it out of his voice.